Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Feminine Intelligence by Alina Tabell. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What about you hooked?
Oh, absolutely. I was hooked from the intro. Tabell makes this bold claim that the crises we face, from climate change to burnout, are actually symptoms of a deeper imbalance. We've been so focused on logic, competition, and linear thinking that we've forgotten another way of knowing. She calls it feminine intelligence.
And she's quick to say this isn't about gender, right? Anyone can have it.
Exactly. She's careful to separate feminine intelligence from women. It's a mode of being that exists in everyone, but our culture has marginalized it. Think of it as a set of capacities that have been undervalued.
So what are those capacities? Because I remember she breaks it down into a few core things.
She does. The first is embodied knowing. That's the idea that our bodies pick up information our conscious minds miss. Like when a business deal looks great on paper, but something feels off. That gut feeling is real data.
I've had that. Ignore it once, and yeah, it didn't end well. But it's hard to trust that when everything around you says be rational.
Right.
And that's where the second capacity comes in, relational intelligence. It's about seeing the connections between things, not just the parts. Asking not just if something works, but if it nourishes the whole system.
So instead of just bottom line, you're thinking about employees, community, future generations. That sounds nice, but is it practical?
Tabell argues it's actually more sophisticated. Complex systems thrive on relationships, and the best leaders hold multiple perspectives. She gives examples of decisions that strengthen relationships rather than sever them.
Okay, and then there's cyclical consciousness. That one really stuck with me.
Oh, tell me, because I think that's the one that challenges our whole obsession with growth.
Exactly. She says masculine-coded thinking sees progress as a straight line, always up and forward. But life is cyclical. Seasons, phases of the moon, birth and death and rebirth. Fallow periods are necessary for renewal.
So,
tell me about it. But she applies it to everything from personal energy to organizational change. We burn out trying to maintain constant growth when systems need contraction sometimes.
And the fourth capacity is emotional fluency. She's not saying let your emotions rule you. She's saying they're valuable information. Anger signals a boundary violation. Grief tells you something precious was lost. Joy points to what matters.
It's about feeling fully and then choosing how to respond. Not suppressing, not impulsively reacting. That's a skill I wish I'd learned earlier.
Me too. And she's clear that this isn't about rejecting masculine intelligence. It's about integration. She uses this metaphor of a dance between two partners, each bringing strengths.
So what's the damage? Why have we suppressed this for so long?
She traces it back to patriarchal structures that elevated a particular way of knowing. Reason separated from emotion, mind from body, individual from community. That fragmentation gave us technology and progress, but at a huge cost.
And the cost is everywhere. Burnout, anxiety, loneliness, and political polarization. She says we know what to do about climate change, but we can't work together to do it.
Exactly. That's the core failure. We lack the relational and emotional capacities to implement solutions collectively.
So what's the fix? She doesn't leave us in despair, right?
No. She offers hope. On a personal level, practices to reconnect with your body, create stillness, honor your rhythms. And on a collective level, reimagining workplaces, schools, and governments to value collaboration and well-being.
And she has this powerful distinction between power over and power with. That really reframed things for me.
Oh, I love that. Power over is about control and domination. Power with is what emerges from connection and mutual respect. Feminine intelligence is oriented toward power with.
It's not weak. It can be fierce and protective. But it seeks to heal rather than dominate. That's a different kind of strength.
And she addresses women specifically. She warns against the imitation strategy, where women adopt masculine traits to succeed in existing systems. That just reinforces the idea that feminine qualities are inferior.
Instead, we need to revalue feminine intelligence itself, not put on top, but create a genuine balance.
Yes.
And she has a message for men too. They've been impoverished by this suppression as well. Suppressing emotions, prioritizing work over relationships, avoiding vulnerability. It leads to a crisis of meaning.
So reclaiming this isn't about becoming less masculine. It's about becoming more fully human.
That's the heart of it. And she backs it up with research from psychology, neuroscience, philosophy. It's not just spiritual fluff.
What really got me was the final vision. Communities making decisions through consensus. Economies measuring well-being instead of just GDP. Leadership that's humble and service-oriented.
It feels idealistic, but she says it's practical. We can start creating it in our own lives, one choice at a time.
And she's not naive about the resistance. Patriarchy, capitalism, colonialism are deeply entrenched. But she sees hope in the growing interest in mindfulness and holistic health.
I think the most generous part is that she doesn't blame individuals. We're all shaped by cultures that taught us to suppress parts of ourselves. Her tone is inviting, not accusatory.
Right? It's like she's saying, hey, you already have this wisdom inside you. It's just been buried. Let's dig it up.
And that's the message I'm taking away. This isn't about adding something new. It's about reclaiming what we've always known but were taught to forget.
For me, it's the cyclical consciousness. I'm gonna try to honor my fallow periods instead of fighting them. Maybe schedule some rest like I schedule meetings.
That's a good start. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Feminine intelligence is a reminder that the wisdom to heal ourselves and our world is already within us. We just have to listen. We'll see you in the next one.